Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bible Story Podcast. My name is Braden Pohowicz, and my dear friend sitting across the table from me is John Drabert.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to all of our friends to the south of us. Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving, and in honor of that, as promised, we have the correct version of the turkey song. The song, Braden, that you butchered about a month ago.
That is harsh. Butchered is a harsh word. I do not think it was that bad. I had a few of the words out of order, but most of the words in an order.
Okay. Well, we'll let the listeners be the judge of that. Here's a short snippet of Braden's version of the turkey song.
Listeners, be kind. If I was a turkey, then you'd be one, two. No, that's wrong.
Are you calling all of our listeners a turkey?
I think so.
Wow.
Oh, that was... Okay, fairly bad. Maybe, but... Okay, yeah. Let's play the correct version now so that everyone can get mine out of their head and get
all
the
right
way.
Here is the correct version.
If God can love turkeys, and God can love you, 'cause you are a turkey, and I am one too. So if you're lonely, remember the truth. If God can love turkeys, and God can love you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. We hope that you can celebrate well and safely with lots of turkey and much to give thanks for this holiday.
You know, you said south of the border. If we just kept going, eventually it would get to us. Can we celebrate Thanksgiving again? I like turkey.
That would be fun.
Anyway, thanks to Emmett. He was the one that taught us the turkey song this summer. And man, it brings back a lot of great memories.
Those were awesome memories. And yes, thank you, Emmett. You are the best. So let's get into our story.
Sounds good.
We have been talking about Paul, or I should say Saul, for the last several weeks, and he's now going by the name Paul. So Paul and Barnabas and their friends were chased out of the city, if you can imagine it, out of Antioch of Pisidia.
The other Antioch is what we've decided to call it.
That's right. So the whole city turned up to listen to Paul and Barnabas in Antioch, and many became believers. Now, all this attention that Paul and Barnabas were getting made the Jewish leaders there really jealous. So, hard to believe, but they gathered this mob together and they chased them out of the city.
So, in today's story, we'll see that following Jesus is hard. You can read this story for yourself in Acts chapter 14.
All right, so Paul and his friends left Antioch, the other Antioch.
The other, yeah.
And they went to Iconium. The same thing happened there.
This is a little bit crazy because I've never been chased out of a city by an angry mob.
Are you sure?
Okay, well, I plead the fifth on that. However, it happens really close together here. So they again go into a synagogue and they preach, and everyone wanted to hear more. Obviously, the story is captivating people. People were putting their faith in Jesus because of the message that Paul and Barnabas were sharing. Another mob then formed with plans to stone Paul and Barnabas. Fortunately, they escaped this town also and went to a region called,
it's a tough one. Give it your best shot.
Lyconia. Lyconia. That's what I'm going to settle with.
All right. So there's two towns in this area, Lystra and Derbe. In Lystra, they met a man with crippled feet, a disability that he had from birth.
This man was quietly listening to Paul speak. Paul turned and noticed him, and he realized that this disabled man had faith to be healed. So Paul called to him in a loud voice, "Stand up." And the man jumped to his feet and started walking. Okay, John, question here.
Yeah.
So it says that Paul realized that this disabled man had faith to be healed. How do you just realize or see that?
Well, I don't think you can see it or realize this apart from Christ, apart from the Holy Spirit, maybe revealing that to you and saying, hey, look at this guy, see this person, not with human eyes, but with the insight that I'm giving you.
Right. So being able to listen to the prompting or the ideas or thoughts of God.
That's right.
Yeah.
So imagine that you're in this crowd and think about how maybe you would have responded. The crowd was amazed. Like, they were just in shock. They have seen this person for a long time. They've known him by name, and now he's walking. So they begin shouting that Paul and Barnabas were gods in human form. And before long, there's all sorts of commotion. And I don't know, or I don't think that Paul and Barnabas understood everything that was going on, since the people were speaking in their native language.
The people decided that Barnabas was Zeus and Paul was Hermes. These are false gods from Greek mythology. They were even going to sacrifice a bull in the worship of Paul and Barnabas. Things were really quickly getting out of hand.
I would say that's an understatement. This is pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, the crowd went cray cray.
Yeah. So finally, the two apostles realized what was going on. And they reasoned with the crowd and the priest there. And they told them that they're just normal people. They're just humans. And they were bringing the message about Jesus to them.
Now, here is where the story gets actually pretty scary. Some of the Jewish people from Iconium caught up with them.
Now that's the city where they were going to stone Paul and Barnabas, right?
Yeah. So these people that wanted to stone Paul and Barnabas have caught up to them. These men had convinced a crowd to stone Paul rather than worship him. And that's exactly what they did. They threw rocks at him until he collapsed. They dragged his lifeless body outside of the town. They thought he was dead.
This is really scary.
Mm-hmm.
So the other believers, they would have saw this happening. And they realized again what they already knew. Sharing the message about Jesus was dangerous. And following Jesus, it's hard.
Yeah, I mean, as good as things were going for them, they'd been having success in lots of these towns. You know, the first part of this missionary journey was going so well. But now, I mean, things really couldn't get any worse.
Yeah.
The believers saw Paul get stoned, then dragged out of town. They gathered around his lifeless body, and amazingly, Paul stood up. I mean, he wasn't dead. It's amazing.
Yeah. I could not imagine how painful this must have been for Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets himself up. He goes back into the town, and the next day, they leave for Derbe, where they tell everyone about the good news of Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. It would have been easy to run away at that point and not spread the word anymore, the story of Jesus. So after this, they don't run away. They return the same way that they came, going through Lystra, Iconium, and then back through Antioch.
The other Antioch.
Yeah, the other one. Right. At each place, they encourage the new believers. So the first time they came through and these people began to believe, and now they get to go back through and they're encouraging them in their walk. They taught them that they would experience hardships as believers, just as Paul and Barnabas had personally done.
Hmm. Well, they also gave each group some leaders, each group of believers, some leaders, appointing elders in each of these new churches.
Mm-hmm.
They were trusting God to lead these new elders and believers. It must have been incredibly rewarding for Paul and Barnabas to see all the good that God had done in such a short period, and especially in light of the difficulties that they had experienced.
Well, Paul and Barnabas and the others that traveled with them went to a few more places, and then they returned back to Antioch of Syria, or the first Antioch.
Yeah, the original Antioch.
The original one, where they then stayed for a long time.
So there, this was the place where the Holy Spirit set Paul and Barnabas apart. And the church in this Antioch sent them on this journey. So everyone, when they heard this message from Paul and Barnabas, they were celebrating about all the good that had come from the message about Jesus.
Yeah. This is where we left off a few episodes ago when we began this journey, was kind of a cliffhanger once we find out that Paul and Barnabas are about to be sent on this journey. So if you haven't caught up, find that episode and then listen forward. Paul and Barnabas' story, I mean, must have been a bit overwhelming, one, to actually hear from them, but then also to share. I mean, Paul had been stoned and left for dead. I can't imagine listening to that or being Paul actually sharing that experience.
Absolutely. You know, it's basically our lesson for today, that following Jesus is hard. I'd even say if it's not hard, then something is wrong.
Okay. That sounds a little bit strange. You're going to have to explain that more.
Yeah, it does sound strange. Once I said it, I'm like, wait a second. But let me explain. I'll back it up here.
Yeah, back it up.
All right. I don't mean that everything about following Jesus will be hard. Just that there will be experiences in life that are difficult when following Jesus.
Mm-hmm. These experiences can be like choosing something different than maybe all of your friends are. Something that you might believe isn't good or could be hurtful to somebody. Or sharing the story of Jesus, just as Paul and Barnabas did. It takes a lot of courage to share that story, and it isn't always received well by those we share it with.
You know, those are great examples, Braden. What Jesus calls us to is hard. And because it's hard, we pray and we read God's word with a great deal of motivation and, well, a need. We need to be connected.
We wouldn't be able to do it on our own.
No. If following Jesus is not hard, then our reason for prayer and Bible reading, it just kind of disappears.
Yeah, this is a great segue to the growth tip. A way for you to grow in a relationship with Jesus. Now, I've got something to build off of last week's growth tip.
All right. So last week, you suggested that we list 10 ways to promote the message about Jesus.
Yes.
So you're building off that.
Yeah. So how did you do with that, John? Can you share a little bit of your list with us?
Sure. Okay. So I made my kids do this with me.
That's unfair.
It's good mentorship.
Copying their answers.
Pretty much, you know. Anyway. So we did our list together, and here's three of the items that I put on the list.
Okay.
Okay, so share a sermon or podcast that has the message about Jesus in it. Another one, call my friend and ask him how I can be praying for him. Mm. And a third, encourage and challenge my friend who is still unsure if he believes in Jesus.
Well, those are excellent. So here's the growth tip for this week. Take the list of 10 ways that you have made to promote the message about Jesus. If you still need to make that list, then go ahead and do so. Then pick the hardest one and journal or talk about, well, why it's hard. And also talk about how it could positively impact your relationship with God.
So in other words, Braden, how could something hard cause you to grow in a relationship with Jesus?
Exactly. John, just off the top of your head, do you have one of those three that you think would be difficult for you?
I think calling my friend and encouraging and challenging him, mostly because I just don't know how he's going to respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's tough. We can only control kind of how we go about it.
So this is going to be challenging. Mm-hmm. I think this growth tip is going to cause many to have knots in their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like stepping off the 5-meter or 10-meter diving platform. I don't know if you've ever done that, but being challenged to jump off there, that's scary.
No, I need to be pushed.
Yeah, well, I can push you. I'd be happy to do that. It's going to be interesting to see what we do with this growth tip and the item on our list that is hard.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, maybe let's both report back and see what we have learned from it.
Yeah, which reminds me, if you haven't yet, check out our Instagram. We have a list there. It's my personal list, and we'll be sure to check in next week to see which one we've decided is the hardest and how we're all working with that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, our Instagram is at Bible Story Pod, where you can reach us and comment and share your stuff, or you can always find us at our website as well.
Cool. Well, hit subscribe and share this show with a friend if you find it helpful. Next week, we are going to begin our journey toward Christmas.
Christmas! Remember that there is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.